Mexico City got some drivers to ditch their cars and take the bus instead. And they did it with a special system known as Bus Rapid Transit. WBUR's Ninjor Enwemeka of our Bostonomics team wanted to know if the same system could work in Boston. So she went to Mexico City to find out, and she's reporting on that this week in our new series, Viva Buses. Ninjor joins us now. Ninjor, good morning.
Hey, Jack. Good morning.
So, Viva Buses. Tell us what this is about.
Yes, Viva Buses. Long live the bus. the phrase is actually perfect because buses are kind of having a major moment right now in transportation. Cities and towns in Greater Boston, as well as across the country, really, are looking at buses to improve traffic. And that's because buses are flexible and, frankly, cheaper than other forms of public transit. And the big thing with buses right now is what's known, as you mentioned, bus rapid transit. That's what took me to Mexico City. They've had a bus rapid transit system called Metrobus for several years now.
Okay, so how does that work?
Mexico City's bus rapid transit system, it works kind of like a subway. The buses have their own lanes, and they stop next to a platform like a subway, so riders just walk on without having to step up to board. And just like a subway, you pay as you enter the station, which also makes boarding much faster. So some of the other elements of bus rapid transit include traffic signal priority, so buses get longer green lights. That way they can clear intersections faster. And in Mexico City, the Metrobus moves very fast. The buses are sometimes only a minute apart, especially in peak rush hour. The buses are also very big, so they carry a lot of riders, up to 240 on some of the buses. So the system moves a lot of people very quickly.
So I don't think I've ever heard anyone praise their home public transit system, but what do commuters in Mexico have to say about this?
They really like it. They really like the service. And 1.5 million people use it every day in Mexico City. I should mention, too, that it costs 6 pesos, which is only about 30 cents. So that's good for many riders there. Here's Javier Paz. He works in human resources downtown in Mexico City. And he says Metrobus is really useful for commuters like him.
It's just great because you can use it every day, because if you use a car, it's not like too useful, because you spend too many time in the car, like 2 hours that you do in car. So it's better use Metrobus.
Yeah, and according to Metrobus, the system has reduced travel times by 40%.
What drawbacks are there to a system like this, and how's Mexico proposing to fix them?
The system does have its challenges. The buses are packed during rush hour. Sometimes there are even really long lines at stations. And I saw and experienced this while I was down there riding the buses. And it's something that a lot of riders that I spoke with also brought up. Another challenge of the system is that it's really only centrally located in Mexico City. So it doesn't reach many areas. So there are riders who spend an hour or more, that also means more money, traveling just to get to a Metrobus line. Riders like Maria de Jesus Ruida, who lives just outside the city in Mexico State. She likes Metrobus, but takes a small private minibus to get to it. And she says that that really complicates her commute.
Bueno, yo vivo en el Estado de México y el traslado es bastante complicado. Es demasiado tránsito. Y para llegar a la Ciudad de México hago aproximadamente hora y media para llegar.
So she says it takes her an hour and a half just to get to a Metrobus line.
So are there any plans to address those challenges?
Yeah, transportation officials in Mexico City have plans to expand the system to reach more areas and also to increase the capacity of the system. In a way, they sort of see the system as a victim of its own success. And, you know, it's worth noting, too, you know, a bus just can't move as many people as a train. So that's something that transportation officials have to also consider. And Mexico City has a subway system, they have trolleys, and so the city is really looking at ways to improve the overall transportation system there.
What about here in Boston? Any plans to try out a system like this?
Yeah, Boston and other nearby communities are already testing out elements of bus rapid transit. So not full on BRT, bus rapid transit, that Mexico City has, but elements of it. And so we're seeing bus-only lanes in some parts of Boston, Cambridge, Everett, and Arlington, and more bus lanes are coming to the region. And the MBTA also has its own plans to update bus routes.
So I'm still curious, how did Mexico City make this work there?
Yeah, well, a big reason Mexico City turned to the system in the first place was the city's major pollution and congestion problems. 20 years ago or so, pollution was just really bad there, and bus rapid transit became this solution that could move a lot of people with fewer emissions and for a lot less money than building out a subway system. Another big thing that helped was political will. I spoke with Mexico City's mobility secretary, Andres Lejeune, about this, and he says the city chose to take away space for cars to make way for bus rapid transit.
We're focusing on public transport because the majority of the people use public transport, but that is a political choice. You could do exactly opposite. You could say, I'm going to focus on cars, and that's it, and forget about public transport.
Lejeune says people didn't like the reduced car space at first, but many ended up dumping their cars not long after the first Metro bus line opened. And it's important to note that there are 21 million people that move through Mexico City's metro area. So it's not like there's no traffic at all, but certainly Metro bus has cleared some away and really improved commutes for those riders.
So the takeaway here, buses are the future of transit, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, imagine that. You know, the old city bus may just be the future of our transit system. I mean, it's certainly something that transit advocates and officials are really looking at. And we'll hear this week from a group of business leaders that also went down to Mexico City to experience its bus system. And they want to see more of that type of bus rapid transit in our area. You know, there is really a big civic debate right now about the future of transportation in our region. And it's something the business community is also engaging in. There was that poll just last week that found that people are considering leaving jobs and the region altogether because of transportation problems. So it's a critical issue, and we'll look to Mexico City for some ideas and here locally for the path forward.
That's WBUR Bostonomics reporter Zininjor Enwebeka on her series Viva Buses, which you can hear on Morning Edition today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Zininjor, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.